Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What we want to do now is give our kiss of death predictions that are sure to go horribly, horribly wrong.
Speak for yourself, man. I picked the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl last year.
So did I, but the other teams that we picked, yours was the Falcons.
You don't have to mention that.
That didn't go well. I went with the Saints, and that didn't go. Actually, I went with the Cowboys. So
of course you did.
Neither of our teams made the playoffs. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with the AFC, and if you want to play along as well, 877-881-1053, the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text.
Remember, there's three wild card spots now,
which
not just
things complicated.
Which changes the whole thing up here as we dive into the American Football Conference.
You and I were talking about this because every year there's always that four in, four out. It's just how the NFL goes.
Yeah, it's usually like two teams pretty much in each conference that made the playoffs the year before missed the playoffs, and then two teams in each conference for the most part that missed the playoffs the previous year make the playoffs. It's the parody of the NFL. It's why we love it so much. It's very, very unpredictable. So, but that throws it off this year because there's an additional wild card spot in each conference. So I don't think the four in, four out necessarily is going to apply anymore. But I'm not a math guy.
I'm not either, but I don't think it's going to apply either.
Never have been.
All right, let's start with the American Football Conference.
Should we go pick for pick, or do you just want to just run through yours?
Let's just rock division by division.
All right, dude. Start us off.
All right, so I will go, and we'll start off with the AFC East, okay? You know my affinity for this team, because no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Gosh, I thought you were going to say the Miami Dolphins.
And I love Brian Flores
love
and the Dolphins.
Man.
I do. I'm a Flores guy. And I think the Dolphins will, again, be competitive this year. Just not quite there to make the postseason. I can't believe in Adam Crazy Eyes Gase and the Jets. And just roster construction, I think the Bills have... They're up there with one of the best rosters in the game. Their defense is really good. Offensively, they've got three very good receivers now with Stephon Diggs, John Brown, Cole Beasley. I like the tandem of Zach Moss and Devin Singletary. Offensive line is solid. The question is Josh Allen.
Right.
And Josh Allen alone is the man who made me think, should I just say the Patriots are going to do it again? Because I don't believe in Josh Allen.
That's because he's a running back disguised as a quarterback. Shout out to the 469, by the way. We have a nosebleed newbie, a Tolo newbie from the 469 texting in Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Is this how I can get my input on Bowl Bleep for 105.3 The Fan? I'm a newbie, Tolo. Absolutely, 469. Great to have you in tonight.
Hey, give us the input on all the Bowl Bleep.
That is the number to text. It's also the number to call for future reference, but... Wow, it feels wonderful to have a nosebleed newbie on a sports nirvana evening where it's Western Conference Finals, football's back, it's Friday vibes on a Thursday night. We're feeling like a million bucks, 469. Welcome to the freaking party, my friend. And we always want to hear from you. We are a show for the people. What's the saying, Walchuk?
For the people, of the people, by the people.
Boom! And you're the people, 469. Let's get your AFC playoff outlook, and we'll read it on the air.
All right, I'm taking Bills in the East. Where are you going?
Okay, yeah, I'm taking Bills in the East as well. I wanted to go Patriots here, and I would have gone Patriots, if I'm being honest with you, until the COVID opt-outs took place, and they had almost 10 players opt out. No team had more than, like, three. The Patriots have, like, nine. It's a problem, and they're not just nobodies. They're like, significant pieces, especially on their defense, that they're going to be without, and I think that's a huge, huge loss there for a team that's already sort of got some question marks with new faces, particularly Cam Newton. But I do still have the Patriots sneaking in. There's seven spots now in the playoffs.
Sure.
I don't think Bill Belichick is going to I don't think he can win the division this year, though I don't totally rule it out. But I don't think he's missing the playoffs when there is an additional wild card. Like, come on. He's not going to be that bad.
My thinking was exactly the same. And I actually am really excited to see Cam Newton and Josh McDaniels and what they can do together.
I expect Cam to do a lot of running.
I do too. I do too.
Because Bill and Josh have not, they've had a statue quarterback for 20 years.
And defensively, the Patriots are always good. That's Belichick's background. He's going to find a way to have a good defensive team. And that overall division's still not that good. You'd think that they'll still be able to beat the Jets. The Dolphins have always given the Patriots fits, regardless right. on record. But I'm with you. I think the Patriots sneak into the playoffs with that seventh spot as well, but the Bills win the division. All right, AFC North, who you got?
I got Baltimore. That's pretty easy, though. And then I do have the Steelers being the first wild card team. Now, the Steelers are an interesting team because they really did have the worst offense in football last year, led by Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
They were the worst team in football offensively last year by many metrics, and they still found a way to go 8-8. I believe in their defense. They didn't really lose anybody on their defense besides Hargrave, who went to Filthy on the interior of their D-line, but I still think the defense is going to be good. All of this rides on Ben Roethlisberger. Is he healthy? Because if he's healthy, I think they got the coaching staff with Mike Tomlin there. There's enough continuity. I think the Steelers, as long as Roethlisberger's health is there and he plays at least like 13 games, I think the Steelers are in the wild card. So Ravens win the division, Steelers the 5 seed.
Our buddy James, the UPS driver, just texted in saying, y'all slipping. I don't know. How so, James? What do you mean? And we'll give you the score of that Miami game in just a second. Don't you worry. Still scoreless in the NFL game, by the way. We had a couple people texting and wanting a score update. Chiefs, Texans. Texans are on the move, though. Their screen game has been really, really strong to start off, whether it's David Johnson or one of their receivers. I'm going with the Steelers in the North. I think it's a bounce-back year for Big Ben. It's really all about him. I agree with you 100%. If he goes down, the Steelers, they're going to be in a lot of trouble, just like they were last year. Defensively, they might have the best defense in all of football. They've got three studs, or a stud at every level, with T.J. Watt and then Devin Bush and Minka at the back end. And I think offensively, if Ben's healthy, you're going to see Deontay Johnson emerge as a really, really good NFL player. I think Juju bounces back. James Conner, Benny Snell, Jalen Samuels, they've got a good rotation there. And their offensive line's not bad. I just think you might see a little bit of regression this year from Baltimore. And a team that was able to win 8 games without Ben, I think they'll win at least 2 or 3 more with him. So I think it's going to be a neck-and-neck race. I got both of them in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Steelers as the surprise pick to win the division.
Wow.
Ravens still make it, though, to the ballsy postseason as the wild card. Got to shake it up a little bit.
Bold and ballsy. I like it. Shout out to owners of David Johnson in fantasy football, as he is the first touchdown scored of the 2020 NFL season as the Texans take a 6-0 lead right now in Kansas City. How about that, David Johnson?
What a drive.
Maybe that trade was worth it, man. Bye-bye DeAndre Hopkins. Here comes a second-round pick, and David Johnson leading the league in touchdowns.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't argue it. David Johnson, the league leader in touchdowns.
That's 9 plays.
Nice work, Bill O'Butchin.
80 yards there is David Johnson with the scamper into the end zone. I think from 21, 22 yards out there. Really good run. All right, let's move to the AFC West, where the Kansas City Chiefs are the reigning champs.
Yeah, that's an easy one for me. I think the Chiefs win. I don't have anybody else coming out of the playoffs there. Do you co-sign that?
I'm the same way. Yep, okay. Chiefs are the only team to make it out of the West. So we move to the AFC South. For me, this was the toughest division to predict in the AFC.
Mm-hmm. I have the Colts because I think you get a Titans regression. I think the Texans, their defense is just not very good at all. And they always suffer a ton of injuries there. So I will take the Colts to win the division. I think their roster is really good. Their defense is strong. Best offensive line in football. I really like their head coach, Frank Reich. And it's similar to the Steelers. Really good team. Old quarterback. Can he be good? Can he be healthy? And that's what it rides on with Phillip Rivers. But I'm going to take my chances with the stable of backs they got. They upgraded with Michael Pittman Jr. in the draft out wide. We know Phillip Rivers does well with those big receivers he has. Vincent Jackson's of the world. So I think he's going to be protected, which he needs because he's a statue. He's got a good defense, and Frank Reich's a really, really good coach.
Most complete team in the division, if Phillip Rivers can be serviceable.
That's what I'm banking on.
I'm with you. I think the Colts win the division, and I also have the Titans making the playoffs.
Me too.
So there you go. Those are my picks. I got the Bills in the East, the Steelers in the North, the Colts in the South, the Chiefs in the West. My wild cards, the Ravens, the Titans, the Patriots. I think you had the same. You just had the Steelers as the wild card, Ravens winning the division.
Yeah, I got Chiefs the 1 seed, Ravens 2 seed, Colts 3 seed, Bills 4 seed, Steelers 5 seed, Titans 6, and Patriots 7 to round out the AFC playoffs.
I guess there's only one thing left
to
do.
Ravens, really quick, I still think Lamar Jackson's a cheat code, and all the film you watch all offseason is not going to just account for his speed. And he, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be great. And they've upgraded their defense tremendously. Even though they lose Earl Thomas in the back end, their front seven is far better.
Defensively, they're still fantastic. But as a unit, their receiving core had about the same numbers as Michael Gallup did last year. They've got to improve their outside.
972 says that their 9-year-old wants us to know that we're sleeping on Denver. And listen, I'm just not as high on Drew Lock as a lot of people. Their offensive line's a huge problem because Juwan James, the right tackle's gone, and their left tackle hasn't been good at all.
And they just lost Von Miller.
Right. Drew Lock protection's going to be tough. And yes, you said it, Von Miller. Sure. And they got to play the Chiefs. Like, they got they're in one of those divisions that's not great, but Oakland will be a tough out. The Chargers will be a tough out. And then the Chiefs are the best team in football.
I'm with you. And your 9-year-old's right. I do think the Broncos will be competitive. I think the Chargers will be competitive, just not quite good enough to make it into the playoffs.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.